Let's talk about spreading the word via referrals, which is basically leveraging your existing customer base. Instead of working with affiliates, you're going to offer incentives to your existing customers, be it bonuses or rewards, to customers who refer new paying users. So like refer a friend, if a friend signs up using your link, you might get some bonus credits or financial monetary discount off your own subscription. So if you think about Dropbox or Airtable, you have your own links that you can share with family and friends. And when they sign up, in Dropbox's case, you get some extra storage space. In Airtable, you get some credit in dollars, which you can use to pay for pro plans on particular workspaces. So you're going to want to then consider running a referral program either as a short-term contest with prizes or a longer-term, always available referral program. And if you're using WordPress or WooCommerce, you can use plugins to handle that referral to consider when selecting what platform you're going to be hosting your website and payment solution through. So we didn't have a referral program for Merch Wizard on Gumroad, but we did install a plugin for KDP Wizard on the WordPress WooCommerce platform to handle our referral program. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a sec. But in general, you want to make it super easy and rewarding for the customers to earn a bonus for each referral. And crucially, you want to try and incentivize both the referrer and the new customer. So like a double-sided bonus. So in the Dropbox example, the referrer would get some extra space and the new customer would as well. So it's a win-win for both of them. And that can help make your extension go viral in its own way. So let me show you now what we had for our KDP Wizard referral program. We ran a contest, and this was a social media graphic that we used where after 6 months, we were going to see who was the top referrer and send out some swag to them. So a KDP Wizard t-shirt, mug, and an Airtable branded journal. So we gave a discount on the first month's paid plan for the new customer. And then we also gave the referrer $5 credit each time they made a referral. And it went okay, but it didn't go amazingly well. It's a fairly niche community, so I'm not sure how many of these people would have family and friends doing it. So they're sort of then down to just sharing that link with contacts that they've made in their communities. So it went okay. It wasn't a disaster, but it wasn't anything spectacular. So we just ran that for 6 months and then kept the referral stuff just in there for people to use. But it definitely brought in a lot less customers than the affiliate partnerships. But you might be able to come up with a better incentive than we had in KDP Wizard. So it's definitely worth considering. Okay, so that's it for this lesson. I'll see you in the next one. Next one. Next one. Next one. Next one. Next one.